Church has been good already, hadn't it? Amen. I just want to read a little word to you and just give you a few things that I felt like the Lord spoke to me today. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 through 33, if you have your Bibles with you. Matthew 14, verses 22 through 33. It said, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. So this was right after Jesus had performed the miracle of feeding the 5,000 men, of breaking the loaves and the fishes. And it says, after he had dismissed them, he went up onto a mountainside by himself to pray. And later that night he was alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, and it was being buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. And when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. It's a ghost, they said, and they cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. Lord, if it's you, Peter replied, tell me to come to you on the water. Come, he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. You of little faith, he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. And then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Isn't that a great scripture? Well, here's the thing you need to know. There are two types of fear in life. There's only two fears in life. You can either fear God or fear everything else. Now think about that. You're either going to fear God or you're going to fear everything else. God never created you as a believer when you got saved to ever be moved by fear again. Because Jesus won the victory. And we all get that way sometimes. You know why? We're human beings. But let's not operate or respond out of fear anymore. Amen? Because fear is not from God. You know, first it says, Jesus, when he dismissed them, he gave them specific orders. Go to the other side. How many know when you get orders from Jesus, even though you're in the perfect will of God, you're on your way, moving toward where God told you to go, you're going to have some turbulence sometimes. The only word they had was get in the boat and go to the other side, right? Now, I want you to realize something. In this situation, Jesus wasn't with them. But I can tell you this, Jesus was keenly aware of where they were and what they were going through and came right at the right time. Now, before he was in the boat, he was asleep, but he was still in the boat, right? But this time, he went away to pray. Now, let's look at this. It said, the boat was a considerable distance, and it said shortly before dawn. As a matter of fact, right at the hour where it seemed like Jesus wasn't going to come, when it seemed like all hope was lost. The Bible says in the King James Version, at the fourth hour or the fourth watch, which is 3 o'clock in the morning. Jesus came at 3 o'clock in the morning. And it said, look, when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified and said, it's a ghost, and they cried out in fear. Isn't it funny that when Jesus doesn't come the way we think he ought to come, we don't even recognize him? Do you realize that Jesus can come in a way you never expected him to come? And because they didn't come in the way, because he didn't come in the way they thought he ought to come, they said, it's a ghost. It's not God. And again, they responded in fear. Jesus came this time when they didn't expect him, right? When it seemed like all hope was gone and didn't even recognize him because they weren't expected to be helped. So they reacted in a way, instead of out of faith, they reacted in fear. But Jesus immediately said, take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid. Isn't that something? Jesus was revealing himself as the Lord of nature, as the Lord over the storm. That even though there was waves and wind, that Jesus was walking on that. It wasn't affecting him. Jesus was revealing himself as the Lord of nature, the Lord of the storms. He was proving his lordship over those in danger and their distress. Come on, no matter what you're going through, Jesus is the Lord of the storm. And even though the disciples had been commanded to stay the course and go to the other side, they had resistance and turbulence. We will encounter storms even in our obedience to the Lord Jesus. The second thing I want us to realize here is number two, if there's never a storm, you'll never have a fresh manifestation of Jesus. Every new storm brought a new manifestation of Jesus. Now, I want you to think about that. Jesus revealed himself as the Lord of the storm. In the Old Testament, every problem that Israel faced when they overcame, God revealed another name, which revealed another part of his nature to the children of Israel. When the Amalekites came at Rephidim and they fought against Moses, and the Bible raised a standard, he became known as Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, the Lord our banner of war, because he fought back. You see, every time God shows up in a way you've never seen him before, he manifests himself in a new nature, in another side of his nature. You see, a new manifestation gives you a new revelation. Come on, I want you to get this. Every new manifestation will give you a new revelation of God, which will always give you new information to help you fight. Come on. New manifestation will give you new revelation. New revelation will give you new information, and you'll be better equipped to fight. Jesus came as the Lord of the storms, but he never came that way because they didn't recognize him. They were afraid. Say that again. Fresh manifestation will give you fresh revelation, which will always give you new information. Let me tell you, I found out, it's kind of weird, a little bit sadistic. But I found out that in my life, when I go through hard times, God always reveals to me a new side that I've not known before. If I'll just keep cool, if I'll just trust him instead of freaking out like they did in the boat. It's a ghost. Let's take God out of our little boxes. Take God out of your mind and begin. You see, God wants to talk to us spirit to spirit. There's no limitation to God in our spirit. The limitation to God is in our mind, in our thinking. Faith doesn't occur here. Faith occurs here. You cannot have faith. Faith's got to come first before understanding. We get it backwards. We think we got to understand before we have faith. That's not how God works. God wants to work through revelation. Revelation, in the gist of what revelation is, you've got to know there's a revealer, that God wants to give you revelation, but revelation doesn't come through understanding. Revelation comes through faith. It's a manifestation. It begins as a manifestation. Come on, I'm preaching some deep stuff today. Begins it as a manifestation that must be received by faith, and then it turns into revelation. You don't receive a manifestation by faith, it never becomes revelation, and then revelation will never become information for you to use later on in your life. You got to receive it by faith. Number three, the third thing is they continued. This is so important. You got to continue. Continue. Paul said, this one thing I do, I press toward the mark. Jesus said, I want you to get in the boat and I want you to go to the other side. They, despite everything going all hell breaking loose, and come on, how many of y'all can relate? They kept moving. Look at your neighbor and say, just keep on moving. Keep moving toward the other side. You're going somewhere, because the minute you stop, Brother Rod, you say this, you're a sitting duck. You're a dead duck. They continued toward the command that Jesus said to go to the other side. Press forward. Put 1 Peter 4:19 up there, if you will, Stephen. Remember that verse from Sunday? You have it from Sunday. Can you put it up there pretty quick? Because I don't want to turn to it. I'd rather read it on. 1 Peter 4:19. I could turn there. Let me read it to you. I'm sweating up here. Get my workout on. Got it. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ so that you may be overjoyed. I got it. Wait, you're going too fast. When His glory is revealed, and if you're insulted because of the name of Christ, now you can turn it. You are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and God rests in you. If you suffer, it should not be as a criminal or murderer, thief, or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear the name. For it is His time, judgment must begin in His household. It begins with us. What will keep going? The outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God. And if it's hard, listen, I want you to get this. It's hard for the righteous to be saved. What will become of the ungodly and sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will commit themselves, should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Key word to that whole scripture is continue. Keep going. You're going somewhere. Get to the other side. Commit yourself to God, to your faithful Creator. Isn't that good to know that in the midst of my stuff, God's faithful? So I'm just going to continue to do good. I'm going to continue to do good. I'm going to continue to do good. The devil wants you to get so frustrated that you stop. Just keep going. Keep moving. Keep moving to the other side. I'm sorry. I was right in the middle of an anointing when I did that. Press toward the mark. Paul said, this one thing I do, I press. You know what? The very essence of that Greek word press, do you understand when he says press, that it signifies resistance? I mean, have you ever had to press? When you press against something, you are being resisted by something. So just continue. Continue to press. Continue to press against the wind. Continue to press against the waves. Continue to do. Here's what you got to remember. What do I do? Well, what's the last thing that God told you to do? Go to the other side. Well, you just keep moving toward the other side. We just forget so easy. And sometimes I'm going to tell you, Jesus said this when Satan came to buffet him. You remember that? He said, won't you turn these stones into bread? He said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. That word doesn't mean one time proceeds. It means has proceeded, is proceeding, and will proceed. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The tense of God is yesterday, today, and forever. God's speaking. So, and sometimes, though, He don't speak in the same time you think you need a word. The only word you got to go on is get on with the get on. Keep moving toward the other side. But Lord, I'm being buffeted, the wind, the rain, but just keep on moving to the other side. But you ain't nowhere around, Lord. You ain't even in the boat. You went and left us. I don't know what's going on. Just keep moving toward the other side. God's coming. You just keep moving. Keep moving. Press. Don't get depressed. Press. Don't stop what you're doing. Keep pressing. They continued until you get another word. Number four, Jesus was walking on the water when He showed up. He was walking on the problem. The problem wasn't affecting Him. The problem that's affecting you will not affect Him. Isn't that cool? He came walking on the water to say, hey guys, I got this under control. Don't worry about it. What about when He was in the boat? Lord, don't You care that we perish? His response was, why you wake me up so soon? God knows exactly where you are. And when he came on the water and the wind, he was right on time. He's right on time every time, even when you don't think he is on time. You remember Mary, when he came to see Lazarus, she said, Lord, if you'd have been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. Though a man be dead, yet shall he live. She said, yeah, I realize we're all going to be resurrected one day. He said, no, you don't get it. I'm on the scene and anything can happen. I'm on the scene and I'm about to raise Lazarus from the dead. Even when we don't get it, he's going to do it. He walks on our storms. He's Lord over our problems. He comes in a way that we might not expect, nor even would have wrote the script on how to come. I've learned this about the Lord, that God moves how he wants, when he wants, whenever he wants, and uses whoever he wants. See, religion is when we make a memorial to what God did when God wants to do something today. The religion is the box of what God was. God wants to do something now. He wants to show up in a way that you never thought he'd show up before, to do something in a way he never has done before, so that you can get a new revelation of who God is. He can take any way he pleases to save his people, to save you. I love that. When he said, hey, it is I. Don't be afraid. He is the God of all comfort. All he's got to do is say, when he shows up on the scene and we're freaking out and he says, hey, chill out, I'm here. I'm on the scene. It is I. Listen to what he said. Be of good cheer, it is I, don't be afraid. The word be of good cheer is this, it's a Greek word. It's be courageous and lift your spirits up. In other words, Jesus said, I'm here, cheer up. Isn't that awesome? Change your attitude, I'm here, everything's better now. Cheer up, lift your spirits up, be courageous. I'm on the scene, gird yourself up. Get your attitude right. Cheer up. I'm here. Be of good courage. It is I. Fear not. And out of that, Peter said, Lord, I want to walk on the water too. You know, that wasn't a selfish request. It's that I wanted, he said, Lord, bid me to come to you. Not bid me, give me strength to walk on water. Isn't that cool that in the midst of all this, Peter said, Lord, I want to be close to you. Not like, Lord, give me power. And the disciples, normally, they were asking, who's going to get the power, Lord? Who's going to be the one sitting at your right hand? Who's going to, Lord, is it good? Come on. And they would fight over this, but this was a different request. How many know that God will give you, when you desire to be with him, when you desire to press in to know him, when you desire to love him, to come to him, then he will give you supernatural power over your storm. There's nothing you can't face. There's nothing you can't overcome as the worship team comes. I just want to encourage you in your storm today that everything, I want you to look at me, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. He's going to show up. I had to tell Emily today, Emily, everything's going to be all right. Isn't it good to hear that, though? We know that. We just need Jesus to say, cheer up. I'm here. Be of good courage. Fear not. Cheer up. God's on the scene. How many of y'all just need a little encouragement today, what you're going through, what you might face? I'm going to pray for you, then I'm going to go change. We're going to do some dunking. And then we're going to eat some ice cream. Justin, one thing of ice cream. Come on, Jesus. How many of y'all say, Pastor, pray for me? I just need some strength. Come on, raise your hand way up. Don't be ashamed. Come on. Come on, let's pray together. Father, in Jesus' name we trust you. Thank you, Lord. I want you to picture Jesus walking on the storm and saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Fear not. I release courage, divine courage, over these people right now. Lord, I release the joy of the Lord. In the midst of the storm, we can dance on the storm. We can dance in the boat. We can lift ourselves up. Jesus said, come on, lift your spirit up. Lift up your eyes. David said, I lift up my eyes from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Come on, lift your eyes up right now and start praising. Lift your eyes up right now and start worshiping. Lift your eyes up right now and start thanking. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are